In the annals of rock and roll history, a band called Television holds an honored place. They helped stake out the punk music scene in the mid-1970s and often played the famed CBGB's Club on the Bowery in New York City. They put out two records back then, but those albums, Marquee Moon and Adventure, influenced music for decades to follow. Television's lead singer and guitarist, Tom Verlaine, may have ducked out of the spotlight for a while. He spent time recently touring with Patti Smith and playing shows with a reunited Television, but he's back front and center now with the release of two new CDs, his first solo recordings since 1992. Songs and Other Things shows off his lyrical side and unique vocal style. Tom Verlaine also has an instrumental CD called Around, where his much-admired guitar work can be heard. Tom Verlaine joins us from our New York Bureau. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Hi, hi.
With these two new CDs, does this mean they're like two groups of your fans, you know, those who crave your instrumentals and those who want to hear you sing?
Well... I wouldn't say so because I don't really know who my fans are, but both of them were finished, so I just figured it was best to put them out together.
A lot of rock and roll musicians, as they mature and they progress in their careers and in their musicality, often will move to another genre, sometimes classical and jazz, as a way to kind of broaden their musicality. But it was the other way around for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I did have years of piano lessons, and I did have saxophone and played, like, a lot of improvisatory stuff when I was really young.
What did you listen to?
Oh, in those days, it was, you know, the early 60s, so it was, like, the first Ornette Coleman records and... the first Archie Shepp records, the Albert Eiler things.
Do you hear saxophones when you're playing? Do you think the saxophone lines of, like, you know, something like Coltrane?
No, but I think the breathing thing kind of went in there and never stopped. So I tend to take a breath playing guitar. Whereas when you hear a lot of rock guitar players, they're not really breathing. There's no pause going on. They're very concerned if they're not playing. Even if they leave a bar empty for the drums to go by, they seem to, you know, especially in the last 30 years where you have this kind of speed guitar player who just doesn't stop. It's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, and so much of sax music is based on naturally leaving a hole.
You seemed impressed with the improvisatory nature of jazz.
Yeah, to me it was a kind of classical music that you didn't write down. You just stepped up and played, and that was really appealing to me.
Do you employ that when you do your own CDs?
To a degree,
yeah. To what degree on these? Start with the instrumental one, for example.
Well, yeah, if you look at that cut by cut, some is a kind of melody which then gets improvised upon, and others are... I would ask the drummer for a certain beat or a certain concept of drums, for instance, like minimal bass drum and no tom-tom fills, which gives a direction and then set a tempo, and then I would go over the scale with the bass player to make sure we knew what key we're in and which root notes to use, and then you just sort of start playing. But there is usually something in mind to play to a degree, like a... I guess the jazz players call it, they have a head. The head was the melody at the beginning and at the end. And in between, you sort of explored things.
I read that you like to use public address amplifiers.
For guitars?
Yeah.
The ones I'm talking about tend to be from between 1945 and 1960. And... You know, I think this is so technological, you won't be able to use it. Let's go on to another question.
No, but I mean, I'm interested
in
the idea of you're actually using something. I mean, when we think of public address systems,
okay.
we often think of it, it's like the worst sound.
Yeah, you think
you know?
Of the bingo hall amp, the thing in the fire station. But the fact is these things were made for a voice, and they were not as bright. It's not as they're a little deeper sounding. They're not as shrill. For the lack of a better word, to me, they have a fuller sound.
You said that, I mean, you got this instrumental CD. The last time you did a solo CD with vocals was The Wonder in 1990. Is that, mm-hmm. that right? Yeah. You said that singing complicates everything, even the recording process. What do you mean?
Well, it complicates the mixing process just because the nature of a voice, to place it within instrumental music, how loud should it be? It just takes much more time to mix it where you get it. It's very easy if you make the vocal too loud. Most of the pop records you hear in the top 10, to me, are the vocals are at 9 and the rest of the band is on 5. But if you go back and hear kind of more maybe rock and rolly guitar stuff, it didn't used to be that way. The vocals were back a little bit. They were part of the band, but you still well heard what the singer was singing there. So to establish those kinds of balances isn't always easy.
Hi, baby. It's just me. I'll call you later. Magic great tuning eye.
Do you think your voice has changed over the years?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, in what
yeah,
way?
Yeah, sure.
In what way?
Well, I sound a lot more like Perry Como now.
Who'd you sound like before?
Before I sounded like more like Sammy Davis Jr.
But you wouldn't describe yourself as a crooner, would you?
I don't mind crooning as a description.
You don't?
Not at all. I think crooning's a real art. I'm trying to see who comes to mind right offhand, but Sinatra's great. Sinatra's a real artist for sure. He really has a world of his own. And, the singers I like tend to be romantic singers.
A thousand stars in the sunlight fade.
I totally forgot the most important question.
Yeah.
I heard you're into plastic mini shark fishing. What is that?
Plastic mini shark fishing is a... Well, first of all, the plastic mini sharks are only... They can be anywhere from an eighth of an inch to 2 inches. And they're very hard to find. You used to find them in Japan quite a bit. And you have an aquarium... The little mini sharks have magnets in them, and you have a magnet on a string, and you kind of go in and try to... But the trick is to only get one at a time, because, of course, the magnet, when you put it in, draws them over.
Do you play tournament mini shark fishing?
Yeah, there's a whole... I'm sure by now there's websites devoted to this.
It'll be on the Sports Channel before
yeah,
you know
I'm
it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably a huge collector market for these on eBay, too.
So how do you rate yourself as a plastic mini shark fisher person?
Well, I don't like to toot my own horn, but yeah, I've been at it for a while.
Tom Verlaine, he has 2 new CDs available, Songs and Other Things and a CD of instrumentals called Around. They're both on Thrill Jockey Records, and he joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks, good luck on tour, and happy fishing.
Okay.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.